Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 302. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 302. Where darkness was, I look upon the light. Father, our eyes are opening at last. Your holy world awaits us as our sight is finally restored and we can see. We thought we suffered, but we had forgot the Son whom you created. Now we see that darkness is our own imagining, and light is there for us to look upon. Christ's vision changes darkness into light. For fear must disappear when love has come. Let me forgive your holy world today, that I may look upon its holiness and understand it but reflects my own. Amen. Our love awaits us as we go to Him and walks beside us, showing us the way. Love fails in nothing. He, the end we seek, and He, the means by which we go to Him. As I contemplate this lesson, where darkness was, I look upon the light. And this lesson just gladdens my heart. Our eyes are opening at last. We're beginning to see the real world more and more. We're beginning to let go of the belief in the illusion that the perception that comes from the body's senses, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the touch, are not the truth of who we are. The section that we are in right now is, what is the second coming? And this is the second coming. The coming back to sanity, our return to sanity, our return to knowing and not believing. Our return to being the truth that we are. Holy Spirit, inner guide, the truth of who I am. Help me today to return to the knowing that I am. And when I stray, simply nudge me back. Help me to stay in awareness of what I am, my truth. Help me to stay grounded in the core of my being, the love that I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We quiet the body. We let go of all the stories. About the sensations that we're perceiving. For the next few minutes, there's no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix, nothing to understand. For the next few minutes, our interest is only in being our true self. We let go of all of the responsibilities, all of the happenings of the day. We sit as if a newborn child. Simply being the one. In awareness. When a thought comes up or a sensation catches our attention, we notice it. If it's a thought, then we willingly let it go, as it's not our intention at this moment to follow any thoughts. We can follow thoughts later when we get done, but for now our intention is to not follow any thoughts, but to just be aware that there is a thought. Who is aware that there is a thought? In the awareness that there is a thought, there is the awareness that I am not the thought. I am the one aware of the thought. Thoughts do not control me. I can be aware of a thought. I can place my attention, my awareness on the thought, and allow more thoughts to add on. or I can simply notice in awareness that there is a thought and not get engaged with it. Whenever a thought comes up, ask yourself, who's thinking? Who's experiencing? Who's aware of all that? Am I thinking? Or am I aware of the thinking? Can there be thought without something aware of the thought? Where darkness was, I look upon the light. Where I identified myself as the thoughts, there was darkness, there was heaviness. But when I step back into awareness, I step into the light. I step into the freedom, the lightness of my being. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me today in the lightness of our being. Namaste.